I'm here in York with the Defence Secretary Bob Ainsworth and the Foreign Secretary David Miliband. You've both just been answering some tough questions on Britain's role in the world. What would you like to see coming up with the leaders' debate tomorrow, and what do you think voters see as the big choice?
I think the issue for the leaders' debate is whether Britain leads in the world or whether Britain is isolated and weak in the world. There's a sub-issue, which is that Cameron and Clegg are fighting out for the presentation stakes while Gordon wins on substance. Cameron obviously has to try and deliver a knockout blow on Clegg because Clegg delivered a knockout blow on Cameron last week. But they're trading blows on presentation and style, and Gordon is showing that it's substance that counts. There is a big division on foreign policy, though. The Tories left us in 1997, having lost a beef war with Europe, having stood on the sidelines when tens of thousands of people were slaughtered on the edge of Europe, and having cut the overseas aid budget. Now we've reversed that. Britain is a leader around the world on the international economic recovery, on international development, on climate change, and on the tough issues of life and death to do with our security. And I think that Gordon's substantive command is going to be the basis of our appeal, not just on international policy, but on economic and social policy as well. But I think it is important that people know that the gains in international development, the gains in Europe, those are on the ballot paper on the 6th of May, because the Tories are frankly weak on international policy. They would lead to an isolated and weak Britain, and that's dangerous for Britain. The Lib Dems are just a bit flaky, really, on the international side, but the substantive choice is substantial.
I think on defence issues, we will see the Conservatives continue to try to suggest that we're not properly supporting our armed forces in the most despicable way, as they have done from time to time over the last year or so, and I hope that we can expose that. And I think we'll see Nick Clegg having to justify and be scrutinised on policies that hitherto haven't been, you know, in the public eye. And I think the potential there is for people to realise, you know, that he isn't what they maybe thought he was at first sight.
Mr. Miliband, you mentioned that the UK is the home of Amnesty International and of Oxfam. How do you think the values behind those matter to voters?
Well, I think those are values that motivate Gordon Brown every day, but I think they're also important to the voters. Remember, Britain wasn't a mean country. It wasn't full of mean people 13 years ago, except the government was mean, and that's why it halved the overseas aid budget. But the British people have always had a big heart. And for people, the poorest people in the poorest parts of the world, this country has gone from being a laggard to being the leader on international development. Everyone should see the letter in the Observer from the leaders of the Make Poverty History campaign and the Jubilee Debt campaign that was in the Observer last Sunday. It says Britain is the leader because of the choices that we've made, and we're determined to carry them on, not just tripling the aid budget, which is a remarkable thing to do, but also aligning that aid budget with work to promote good government so there isn't corruption and the money's frittered away, to make sure that we prevent conflict, which is the greatest source of poverty around the world, and also, obviously, to improve the trade regime so that people can live on their own and stand on their own two feet.
And what, can I ask you both, what message would you like voters to remember when they go to the polls on May the 6th?
Well, that the Labour Party has guided the country through a very, very difficult economic time, that the recovery is there, that the recovery needs to be protected, it mustn't be put at risk. That's overwhelmingly what people need. In my own area, I think that we have to get across a recognition that our armed forces are a force for good. They are one of the most capable armed forces in the world, and that gives us a place. It gives us an ability to help in so many parts of the world, and that we are determined to support them. We will not only support them in terms of providing capability, but we'll support them by making sure that we properly look after them while they're serving and when they're veterans thereafter. And we have the Armed Forces Charter. We are going to enshrine in law the many improvements that we've made on the offer to our service personnel so that they can't be easily taken away and they'll be enduring over time.
I think people need to think, nurture the recovery and build the country. Those are the two parts of our offer, recovery and renewal.
Mr. Miliband, Mr. Ainsworth, thank you.